Grace podcast, helping women reclaim their power and identity so they will know they are enough. Today's episode is entitled, Six Ways You Know You're in a Toxic Relationship. I hope that you're going to be blessed by what is said today. And before we get into the episode, I need to give a shout out to Timothy Horton, who is the performing artist for the song that you hear every week that's entitled The Valley of Grace, and it can be found out on Amazon. Without further ado, six ways you know you're in a toxic relationship. Be blessed. This Wednesday evening, I just want to say hello to everyone and welcome to another Chatting with Coach Tina session. Okay. And today's session, I am going to talk about the six ways that you know that you are in an unhealthy / toxic relationship. Okay. So the first way that you know is that the spiritual energy that is emitted from the other person and the persons that they hang out with. And I'm going to give you an example. When you begin a toxic relationship with someone, what happens is that you end up being love bombed. And love bombed would be equivalent of, you think of yourself, if you're in a contest, right? And you receive a trophy, okay? And you put that trophy on a stand. And you think if everybody in the room or whoever come by, come here, I got something to show you. Look at my trophy. And you're proud of that thing. So when you are love bombed, the other person, the other broken person in the toxic relationship is telling everyone, come here, look right here. You see my trophy? This is mine right here. This is my woman. And sometimes they don't even have to do that. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes their friends will come over and say, oh, nice to meet you. I heard that you were so-and-so's woman. I heard a lot about you. And just in those words themselves, there is a type of spiritual and emotional energy that is given off. And we know when you think about it, we are, for every word, there's an opposite to it. So when you are presented as this trophy, there's a sense of pride that comes about, okay? But when you are love bombed, there is a sense of shame. What initially feels good brings on the opposite of what's presented. You start to feel like you are the person in the Garden of Eden and you need to go find some leaves and cover up. And like God is asking you, who told you that you were naked? So you should not be feeling like that when you are in a healthy relationship. So that's sign number one. When you feel like you need to go running and hiding and you've got this type of spiritual energy there that's toxic, that's sign number one, okay? The spiritual energy. And then we want to talk about sign number two of letting you know that you are in an unhealthy / toxic relationship. Sign number two is when you are letting your brokenness lead you into making decisions. Okay, for example, your not enoughness / unworthiness is driving you to make your decisions. Your focus becomes, I've got to get my self-worth. My self-worth is low. I've got to get it from this other person, this other broken person whose whole goal is to keep your self-worth low. But you're allowing your brokenness of unworthiness / not enoughness to drive every single decision that you are making. And then their sixth sense, so to speak, is allowing them to put you in situations that are compromising your values, okay? So that's number two. First one, the spiritual energy that they're bringing about when you're love bombed. Second sign that you're in a toxic relationship is your brokenness of unworthiness / not enoughness is driving you to poor decision making and to compromise your values, okay? And then with Samson, his brokenness of lust caused him to get involved with several women and then Delilah, okay? So now we're on to number three. The third sign that you have to know that you are in a toxic relationship is that that other person becomes your idol. They take the place of God. And instead of you seeking God for assurance, for direction, for a word from the Holy Spirit, being open to that, you are opening yourself up to idolatry. They become your thought night and day. You've got to find a way to get your self-worth met through them. And they've got to find a way to keep you down at all costs. But remember, from number two, your brokenness is leading you to make them an idol instead of the Lord. Okay? Now, the fourth way that you know you are in a toxic relationship, you find yourself playing games with the other person. Okay? And I know this is probably going to sound familiar for a lot of people, unfortunately. And the game is called If You Just. Okay? If You Just. And the first game would be change your hair. So you go run and you change your hair. And I mean, you've gone through like 50, 60 styles. And then you wait and see, and then nothing's changed, okay? And then the next, if you just lose weight, okay? So then you lose weight, you wait about 6 months, nothing happens. Okay, so the next, if you just put on different makeup. So you spend another 3 to 6 months changing your makeup, all different type of styles, nothing's happening. Okay, then the next, if you just dress hipper or more stylish or urban or whatever word is used, then you will foot the bill, so to speak. Okay. So as this is going along, you're getting more exhausted, more time is going by, but still nothing is changing. Nothing is happening. You're not getting back to the beginning. Okay. Next thing you know, things are bumped up to a whole new level, as they say, and you are starting to go into a whole new level of compromise in the if you just game, because you are allowing your brokenness of unworthiness and not enoughness to drive you to make the decisions. Okay, so it starts off with those simple things, and then it gets bumped up to other things that are very much so, I guess I would say they toe the line between your integrity and values, and it calls you to compromise your beliefs, okay? And this is all so you can get back to the beginning where you were put on the pedestal, not realizing that that is never going to happen. But remember, when you're getting towards the end, you get those words, I thought you loved me. And if you loved me, you would. And then it's like, okay, then maybe I will go ahead and do this, okay? But the list is getting crazier and crazier, and you're compromising yourself more and more as time goes on, okay? So you're trying to go back to the beginning, but think about this. The beginning, when you were love bombed, when you were that shining trophy on the stand and showing everybody, come and see what I got, brought you shame. But you're still trying to go back there, because anywhere to that beginning is better than where you are now, okay? And you're getting worn down in the process. Think about it. And with Samson, what happened, he got to the point with Delilah that he played along in that toxic relationship. And her game was, tell me the source. Tell me the source of your strength. That was the game that he played with her. So he figured, okay, I'll play along with you. So the first thing he said, go get 7 fresh bowstrings for me. And she went, okay, let me go do that. She did it. Then, oh, Samson, the Philistines are coming. Okay, that didn't do it. Then the next thing he told her, he said, you know what? If you get new ropes, that'll do the trick. I won't have any more strength then. And so, okay, she runs to get the new ropes, ties them up. Then Samson, the Philistines are coming. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, so then we're on number 3. Take 7 of my braids, weave them into the fabric on the loom, tie them with a pin. That's going to work. She does that. And then the next thing, she's hollering again, Samson, Samson, the Philistines are coming. And then none of that works as well. Okay, so then what does she do? Come with the oldest trick in the book, like in the toxic relationships that we have been in, or that some of you guys are currently in. Well, if you love me, this is what you would do. So she tells him, if you love me, you will let me know the source of your strength. You've made a fool out of me 3 times. And because he was led by his brokenness of lust, and she had become his idol, that's how we get to number 4 of being involved in game playing, okay? And the thing about it is, she had worn him down. Just like you get worn down in your game playing, she had worn him down. And he was just like, let me just get this woman off of me. And let me just tell her what's going on, so to speak, okay? But he was also compromising his values, because he already knew that as a Nazarene, he was not supposed to cut his hair. And we know as Christians that we are not supposed to get to the point of letting our values go down the hill for the sake of trying to stay with someone. Okay? It's a very toxic and sick situation. So we're going to do a review. Number 1 was the spiritual energy when you're like a trophy. Number 2 sign, your brokenness is leading you into making decisions. Number 3, that person becomes your idol. Number 4, you are playing along with games, okay? You're playing games with that other person, okay? Number 5, the way that you know you are in an unhealthy / toxic relationship is that you are in bondage, okay? You get to the point of being spiritually blinded, and you are bound by the enemy. And at this point, you can't even hear from God. You're just out there. Okay? And then when it came to Samson, after he finally told Delilah where the source of his strength was coming from, what happened to him? He was blinded physically and spiritually. His eyes were gouged out. All of his hair had been cut off, so his strength left him. They took him to Gaza, and then they bound him. Okay? And then the last way, the number 6 way that we know we are in an unhealthy / toxic relationship is you are made a public spectacle. Everybody and their mama knows your business. So it's not just you and the other broken person in your dating relationship, in your marriage, in your friendship, at work. Everybody and their mama knows what has happened. And so, like with Samson, after they took his ass out, took him to Gaza, put him in chains, and they wanted him to basically perform for them. So they made him a public spectacle of shame. And when you're in a toxic relationship with someone, you have gotten to the point of going so low that you become a public spectacle yourself. And people are like, look at him. Look at what she got herself into. I saw it coming. But we have been so blinded in it that we missed out on the whole entire thing. Okay? So the question remains, though, how far will you go to prove that you are enough, that you are worthy, that you were made for more? Okay? Will it be waiting for the other broken person in the toxic relationship to tell you that? After you've seen all of the signs that are written there on the wall, you're not going back to the beginning. And remember, going back to the beginning is being love bombed, where you're wanting to put leaves and cover your body when you're fully clothed. That's what going back to the beginning is, okay? So are you going to wait for them to tell you that you are enough? Or are you going to go according to believing God with his standards, that accepting his son as your savior because of his son's death on the cross and that redemption, knowing that that is enough, that that gives you the keys to the kingdom? You got to pick them up and remember them and not lock yourself out of your house or out of your car. Are you going to believe that that's all you need, is those keys to the kingdom? Or are you going to continue to believe that broken person whose brokenness is to keep you in the not enoughness mode? Okay. It's up to you. You get to decide the ending of your story. You get to write a brand new chapter for your life. Will you do it today? God bless.
So much I wish I could give back, but I'm not intact to be sharing all of that. You took the price to give me that life, and now it's never gonna fade away. When I see I need more of mercies upon my ears, and I won't go back the way it was again, 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 and now. A valley of grace where things would change.